Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were taught that as Christians, we are to be separated for service to the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I remember receiving a telephone call in a church that I pastored years ago. Someone was about to commit suicide, the caller told me, and would I come? So I arrived there, and the one in the house has a gun, and they're threatening to shoot anyone who would come in the house. Now, the church member who called me evidently thought that, boy, my preacher has the power of God, and that person won't be able to pull the trigger. On the other hand, they might have thought, I know how to get rid of the preacher. Well, I don't know, but either way, I decided when I got there and saw the situation to allow the SWAT team to get the glory. I'm a nice guy and things like that. You see, there are some things that's healthy to fear. And they were able to bring that to a healthy conclusion. See, it is the fear of God that should show us His power to destroy soul and body in hell. Now, that ought to make us witness to the lost soul that's headed that way. But Satan tries to fight us with timidity. It is one of his weapons. It is a carnal weapon. Timothy is warned against it because fear, timidity, is a carnal weapon that Satan likes to use. So that is one of the gifts that God doesn't give. He does not give fear. But let's see what God does give. He gives us the spirit of power. Now, power is from the Greek word dunamis, from which we get our word dynamite. It means inherent power, with the idea of being able or capable. The word us is used in this verse, and we think first of this being addressed to a pastor, and therefore it's not for most of us, but no, this is inclusive. He's saying, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. This is for every saved person. So it does apply to all. Yet, God supplies all his children. In Jude, verses 1 and 2, we read this. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Now, we see the Trinity here is active in the life of every believer as you look at Jude verses 1 and 2. That word sanctified, sanctified by God, speaking to the Father, means to set apart. You personally are set apart by God the Father personally for sacred use. He has a specific will for you, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, yes, my friend, God has specific things for you to fulfill, only for you to fulfill. You're not your own, we're told, but you've been bought with a price. Oh, the blood of his own Son, Jesus Christ. Never, never never think God has nothing for you. Oh, my friend, God wants to use you. He loves you. And then he says the next statement there in Jude verse 1, that we are preserved in Christ Jesus, or in Jesus Christ. Your salvation is secure forever in him. Don't we recall his words in John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, my friend, we're in his hands. You know, I believe in eternal security, not because I can hold on to it. I can't. But because Jesus holds on to it, we're in his hands. He keeps us secure. So we're sanctified by the Father, we're preserved by the Son, and then we're also called by whom? The Holy Spirit. But how do we know his call for our life? Well, Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, my feet chose me myself, and then my path is the will that God had me to walk in. Now, we know that no scriptures have private interpretation, but every man that wrote in the scripture was written as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Every word of the Bible is from the Holy Spirit of God. It's God-breathed. And so, when it says that we are called by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, on our website, we have a 36-week Bible reading plan. And you can follow that and read the Bible through in 36 weeks. I believe that it's 5 chapters a day, Monday through Friday, and 4 chapters most of the time on Saturday and Sunday. And I say that because we set it up for 36 weeks because school is supposed to be 36 weeks. I originally designed that myself so that our students could read through the Bible in 1 year and receive a reward for it. And so we see that when he gives us a spirit of power, that power is readily available for us because Father, Son, Holy Spirit have made their abode in us when we received him as Lord and Savior. So we have a gift of power, but we have to use that gift. And that speaks of spiritual power, which isn't natural to my carnal man. But it is this power that gives us power over sin, even if it's gross sin. Do you remember back in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11? We're told there that neither fornicators. Fornication comes from the Greek word porneia, which we get our word pornography from, and so therefore include pornography, but also sexual sin of any kind. It's not just some type of fornication is a sexual sin between two unmarried people. No, it's any type of sexual sin, whether it's what the Bible calls effeminate, which would be homosexuality, lesbianism, so forth, whether it is bestiality, cheating on your mate. It's a general term, fornication. Idolaters, those who make images of things, whether they're in heaven or on earth or under the earth, they make idols of things that they worship. Adulterers, these are people who cheat on their mate. Effeminate, these are the homosexuals that the Bible is teaching here, and the Bible's our authority, that is a sin. Abusers of themselves with mankind. And we think of those perverts that abuse children and women and others. We're told thieves, covetous, the drunkards, and yes, the Bible says drunkards, so it's drunkards, revelers, that's the guy that's the party type guy with that social drinks. He's not drunk, he's social drinking. He's He's involved in revelry. And then there's the extortioner. And the Lord says there, the Bible says, that none of these shall enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. But what is so interesting after that is he says, and such were some of you, but ye are cleansed. How are we cleansed? By the blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, it's through the power of God, it's through his shed blood and his resurrection that those sins can be such words are no longer part of you. You're no longer a fornicator, no longer an idolater, you're no longer an adulterer, you're no longer a homosexual, you're no longer an abuser of others, you're no longer a thief, a covetous, or a drunkard, or a reveler, or an extortioner. You're no longer those things. They are no longer a habit. They don't have victory over you any longer because you've been saved by the power of God. And so you walk in the Spirit of God, you walk in the Word of God, you walk in obedience to God, and those things have lost their power. He saves you from the penalty of your sin and the power of your sin. And in the life to come, even the presence of sin. But, oh, there are other sins there that get in. Sins on the inner man, such as a sower of discord, which the Bible calls an abomination, a critical spirit, a hypocritical nature, tries to make people think that we are spiritually what we really aren't. You see, this spirit of power is totally of God and is in us. This power is restrained only by our lack of faith and our lack of consecration. This power is utterly adequate for every demand that will be laid upon us. Now, it is not only power to endure patiently, but it's also the power to strike good blows for Jesus Christ. Now, if you are conscious of the divine call and your appointment in life, as we read earlier of Ephesians 2:10, that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before, even before we got saved, before we were born, he ordained a will for our life and things that he wanted us to do, that you should walk in it. Now, if you are conscious of that divine call, you've sought it with your whole heart, and God reveals it to you, then you can proceed in the force and power that is not inherent in your natural man, but it is in the new man. Now, this power can work on, hold on, suffer or die, but it does so in a victorious, triumphant, and unquenched flame of living, fiery power.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.